Let's check now the numbers as they finished up in Chicago for this Tuesday afternoon. Settlement prices in the corn pit look like this. The nearby contract in December at 443 and three quarters, up 6 3/4. March at 456, 6 1/4 higher, and the May corn at 464 and a quarter, a settlement price up 6 cents. July of next year at 471 and three quarters, up 6 1/2 cents. In December of 2014 at $4.84, that would be the new crop corn. It's up 5 1/4 on the end of this Tuesday afternoon. November beans for the day at $12.67, a settlement price down 6 cents. January at $12.66, down 5 3/4. In the March at $12.55 3/4, 3 1/4 lower. The May futures $12.44, down 1 1/4. July contract down 1 1/2 at $12.40 1/2 in the November of next year at $11.64 3/4. That finished 0.5 cent higher for the day. The bean meal futures at $4.02.40 were down 50 cents, and the bean oil up 27 at $40.66. The soft red winter wheat finished July at $6.88 3/4, down 5 1/4 for the day, and the hard red at $7.34, down 5 1/4 as well. Checking in on the live cattle, the October contract 92 1/2 cents lower at 128.52 1/2 for the day. December at 132.72 1/2, down 42 1/2. The feeder cattle finished the October contract at 165.75. That was down $1.62 1/2. And November futures there at 167.47 1/2 were down $1.92 1/2. And that's a look at the markets in Chicago. This is Illinois Public Media. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Those all come before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Then a chance of showers, some thunderstorms after 4 as well. It'll be a cloudy day, a high of 70 degrees on a south wind at 14 to 17 miles an hour, gusting all the way to 26. The chance of rainfall in the area set at 70% today. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 7 in the evening central time. Mostly cloudy and a low of 44 on a west-southwest wind at 10 to 14 miles an hour, gusting all the way to 20. Rainfall chance at 30% in the area. And then tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of just 60 degrees. West winds at 9 to 16, gusting to 23. Partly cloudy on Wednesday evening with a low of 41. Thursday, a 30% chance of rainfall. Partly sunny otherwise, a high of 58 degrees with a west wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy and 41. Friday, sunny skies and 62. Friday night, mostly clear and 42. Saturday, sunny and 58. Saturday evening, cloudy and 38. And on Sunday, sunny skies and 58 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy and 42. And as we start the work week next week on Monday, partly sunny with a 60-degree high. Hey, if you haven't yet pledged your financial support to Illinois Public Media and to willag.org, please do so right now. It's easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone at 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. It only takes about a minute and a half. Now would be a great time to do it at Illinois Public Media. Support agricultural programming from the University of Illinois. You can do it online, too. Just hit contribute now up at the top of the webpage, willag.org. However you listen to us, online, on the radio, give us a call right now at 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world, and that means you participate in our financial livelihood just as much as we may participate in yours. In fact, we hope we participate in yours much more than you'll participate in ours, but we would like you to pledge your financial support to willag.org and to the public radio station it comes from. That's WILL in Urbana-Champaign. No matter how you listen, on one of our radio stations or online, please do pledge your financial support to encourage you to do that. Some of our agricultural services and loyal ag friends have gotten together to create the Fall Ag Fund Challenge. And if we hear from at least 100 pledgers this week that mention Will Ag, we can add $2,250 to our pledge total. Thanks to AgriGold and Bates Commodities, Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing, and the Andersons for their help in this endeavor. About 40% of the budget that comes to operate the local radio station, that's WILL, that this originates from, comes from you, our listeners. So it makes a difference. Dave Dickey, your director of agricultural programming, and I both would like you to give at the $120 level. $240 would be really good, in fact. Less is fine, more is fantastic, but however you do it, just give to the station, make a financial pledge. You can do that with your credit cards, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, all those sorts of things. You can write us a check. You can just call at 217-244-9455 and make a pledge and not send the money, at least just yet. It's really fast. It's simple. 217-244-9455. You can do it quickly. If you're on our website at willag.org in the evening and you're listening to us online after you're out of your combines, you can also do it then. Just hit contribute now. That's up at the top of the page at willag.org. But whatever you do, make sure you take time this week to pledge your financial support to Illinois Public Media and to the agricultural programming it brings to you every business day of the year. Again, the number to call, 217-244-9455. When you do this week, if we hear from 100 of you and we need to get this started, we really do, because the folks at AgriGold, Bates Commodity, Stuart Peterson, and Strategic Farm Marketing, along with the Andersons, we'll put in another $2,250 into our kitty. Thanks to them, and thanks to you for calling 217-244-9455.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, corn futures made a little rally late in the day. Tell me about it, please.
Well, you know, we saw corn be a little higher when we came in this morning. Was just about steady last night. But then it seemed to inch its way up starting about 10:30 and worked on to close near the high of the day. The only news that we could really pick up was that there was a couple boatloads sold to China off the Pacific Northwest this morning, and some of the funds were getting to the sidelines, and they'd been short corn, long beans, short corn, long wheat, and they were undoing some of those spreads here because of the government's non-action.
Well, it looks like, speaking of the government non-action, there is some news that's trickling out. Inspections were around for corn and soybeans. Did you see those this morning?
I didn't see those inspection numbers. I did see the NOPA crush come out a little above what in the 108 bracket. We were looking for the 106 bracket, so that was a little bit positive and showed that we had a little better stocks, and they did use them up there early.
What are your expectations for the coming week from both the U.S. government and from the farm field?
Well, from the farm field, you know, of course, we got this little bit of rain coming across. It'll slow us down a day or so, but we're going to get back in. These beans are starting to wind down in our area, but the corn harvest is going to pick up and pick up rapidly here in the next week, I think. So yields continue to stay very strong in our area, and from what we're hearing along the way, it's going to be a good harvest 10 days coming up here.
Have you been keeping track of the harvest price for crop insurance and what that might mean for producers in the future months?
You know, if they're in the areas where they're just producing the normal yields as usual and not the like the above yields that we're getting in our area, why they could be getting down to where these prices could be a little bit of revenue payoff for them. But in our area, the yields are probably pretty good, and we're going to see the payments aren't going to be very big over in our area.
How's the trade been reacting to the U.S. EPA's released document, I should say leaked document, on a potential change in the RFS?
You know, it seemed to hit the first day, and we had a little reaction and thoughts about it, but it seemed to have been pushed to the background, along with all the other lack of government reports, in that they don't know for sure what to think. I think it's troublesome that it was even there to be leaked, and I think that there's a lot of talk that the price of ethanol compared to the price of gas is going to have more to do with it, that we might be able to export more corn for ethanol. But it is bothersome to me that, you know, with the kind of yields that we're looking at, the kind of corn supply we're looking at, that we don't have that RFS standing behind us. It might make for a little lower trade later on.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. One note on the RFS. We will take that up in a webinar this afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you have the opportunity, join us live. If not, after the fact. That's at willag.org.